Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today. Today we're in Psalm 119, beginning in verse number 37. We read, "Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way." I love it where he had that desire to seek the Lord and to do things that are right. And he didn't want to be holding vain or looking at vain things. Of course, one of the verses I love and one that we might all want to hide within our hearts and underline in our Bibles, and where it says in Psalm 101, verse 3, "I will set nothing wicked before my eyes." And that's kind of the attitude that we see here in Psalm 119, verse 37, as he was praying, asking God for help to turn away his eyes from beholding vanity. We find this idea back in the book of Numbers, where we see this story, this idea of wanting to be separate from the world, being called out from the things of the world, how the psalmist is trying to live for the Lord. And we see this also with Moses, as the Lord is speaking to Moses in verse 37. "And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that you may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them, and that you seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after that which you used to go a-whoring, that you may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God, and I am the Lord your God." The beauty is the desire to be separate, to be a changed people. And so that was God's instruction that he gave to Moses to speak to the people. But of course, it wasn't very long later when Joshua came in onto the scene, and he was certainly seeking the Lord and following the Lord. And they went out to go have battle against this nation or this city of Ai. And they were doing real well. But then one of the fellas got attracted. He's seen these vain things, these things of vanity that he really wanted. And so he grabbed these things and he brought them into the camp. But, you know, always we have to remember, we can't hide things from God. God sees everything and he knows everything. And so thus sin was in the camp, and the camp was about ready to be judged. And we pick up the story when Joshua was trying to uncover the problem and find the person who had brought calamity to the nation. In verse 19, it says that Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give, I pray thee, glory to the Lord your God Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now, what have you done? Hide it not from me." And Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils of the godly, or the good, excuse me, the goodly Babylonian garments or garnish, 200 shekels of silver and wedges of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent and the silver under it." And so here we have this story of a man confessing his sin, how he lusted after, and he looked at those vain things, and he thought those are the things that were going to make him happy, the things of gold, the things of silver, the things that he wanted. And he actually not only brought calamity to his own life, but he was going to bring it to the whole nation. How sad it is. In the book of Job, chapter 31, verse 1, Job says, "I make a covenant with my eyes. When then should I think upon a maid? Otherwise, I'm not going to be looking at. I'm not going to covet another man's wife." In Proverbs 4:25, we read, "Let thine eyes look right on." Otherwise, let our eyes look straight ahead. and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. It's so important. Even as the psalmist said, turn away my eyes from beholding vanity. You know, though we're in this world, we're not of it. You know, there are those who would like to try to justify their actions just saying, well, I can't help myself. Well, you can't. That's true. That's a true statement. In our own, of ourselves, we don't have the strength to overcome the power of sin. But what we can do is to choose to follow the Lord. Choose to ask him for help. And if you have within your own heart that strong desire, or let's call it what it truly is, the lust after things of this world, to still feel like you need to, you know, to go out and to party, to go out to do things that are you know, that you used to do in the world, make sure you take time to count the costs. Like Achan, where he found out that God saw what was going on. Remember, the Lord always sees your actions. Not only sees your action, he sees your heart. I would encourage you, if you're right there right now, that you would repent. That you would turn to the Lord, because God is able to help you. If you're struggling with sin, ask the Lord for help. Choose him. Choose to follow after the Lord. And if we take the first step, the beauty is that if we make the first step and call onto the Lord for help, then he will strengthen us and give us the ability to take the second step and to walk with him. Notice what he tells us in Psalm 119, verse 37, as he ends up, he says, and quicken thou me in thy way. Otherwise, he says, he knew the way out was to follow the Lord, but he needed God's help to come back to life. He says, quicken me. Lord, give me the strength. Give me the ability to walk according to your way, what you have laid out in your scriptures for me to follow. Because in doing that, I will be a blessed man. May we this day to take time, consider our actions, to consider our thoughts. And if we're beholden vain things or considering vain things, let's turn from that. And let's look to our Lord to set our minds on the things above, where Christ is seated on the right-hand throne of God. And so until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.